expect more to conquer it. Marv Levy, former head coach of the Buffalo Bills. I have been writing this book for more than 46 years. Not literally, of course, but from a young age, I have been fascinated by people's behavior in difficult situations. I have seen my fair share of resilient behavior and examples of people acting not so resilient. I have witnessed this in my own behavior and thought patterns as well. I can vividly remember being 14 years old and screaming at my older sister to get out of the bathroom. Sorry, Kath. I also recall being engaged in so much negative thinking before a football game my senior year at the University of Pennsylvania that I threw 2 interceptions, held the ball too long, which allowed 10 sacks, and I was replaced at the end of the game. It was only our second contest of the year, and I returned to the starting lineup the next week. But my season was over. My pessimistic thinking got in the way of several comebacks and ruined my performance. Sorry, guys. Little did I know that a psychology professor was studying optimism and pessimism just a few blocks from our stadium. Dr. Martin Seligman is called the father of positive psychology, and he published Learned Optimism, How to Change Your Mind and Your Life during my senior year. Seligman's main thesis was twofold. First, he argued that being optimistic led to better outcomes in sports, politics, work, and school. The second pillar was that we could actually learn how to be more optimistic. Unfortunately, I didn't get a copy of the book, and I continued to throw interceptions, and my pessimistic thinking followed me through the entire season. It didn't end there, as my first job out of college was with a large payroll company as a salesman. Every day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., I made cold calls in person and over the phone. On Tuesday mornings, we had what was referred to as a phone blitz. Our managers gave us lists of companies to cold call, and we were on the phones nonstop for 3 hours. It was brutal. People routinely hung up on me. They were rude, and some even yelled at me, saying that if I ever called back, well, you get the point. Every once in a while, I needed a break. If you took too many breaks, your manager would inquire about what was wrong and quietly escort you back to your desk while telling you, "It's a numbers game, Doug. You make more sales when you make more calls. Don't take it personally when you get rejected." Then I usually got some encouragement and ignored it completely. After about 6 months of doing this, I started to look for another job. I had no faith in my ability to sell payroll services, and I wanted to quit. In fact, it started to affect my feelings of self-worth and overall confidence as a person. So, now you understand that my default tendency is to be pessimistic when the going gets tough. I am also an introvert. I spelled it with an A because it signals that I get my energy from within. And guess who I tend to seek out when I'm troubled? That's right, me. So the spiraling down used to be pretty dramatic. I tell you this because being resilient is not so easy for me. I have been studying this concept for a long time and want to share what I have learned through the years with as many people as possible. In fact, I have spent the better part of the last 11 years finding new tools, tips, and methods for fighting through tough times and even thriving in them. Although I hesitate to refer to myself as an expert, I can tell you that I work at being more resilient every day. One day I might need to work on my flexibility, while the next it is my optimistic thinking. Or I could be spending so much time alone that I remember to re-engage in supportive relationships. Learning about this did not happen overnight. It wasn't until almost 11 years ago that I realized there were psychologists studying happiness, engagement, meaning, purpose, and resilience using the scientific method. In 2005, a Time magazine article featuring the research of Martin Seligman, Ed Diener, Richard Davidson, and Robert Emmons focused